Okay, good morning, everyone. Apologize for getting started, well, actually more than a few minutes late here today, but we did have a matter we had to deal with upstairs. So before I begin, I'd like to turn the floor over to Doug Conant. Is Doug here?
It's actually going to be Greg.
Oh, okay. There, I was like, wow, you don't look like him. And so he'll provide us with this morning's safety contact. Welcome. Welcome, Greg.
In case of an emergency, we will egress through the main doors, which are illuminated by the exit sign and a symbol on the lawn at the National Building Museum. An automated external defibrillator is available behind the guard station, and restrooms are located past the guard desk on the left. Today's safety contact will focus on flash flood safety, given the recent weather events. Each year, more deaths occur due to flooding than from any other thunderstorm-related hazard. The CDC reports that over half of all flood-related drownings occur when a vehicle is driven into hazardous floodwater, followed by walking into or around floodwaters. The reason is that many underestimate the force and power of floods. For example, about 6 inches of fast-moving water have enough force to knock a person over, and it takes only 2 feet of rushing water to wash away a vehicle, including pickups and SUVs. Never drive around barriers blocking a flooded road, because the road may have collapsed under that water. Never drive your car under or into water of unknown depth. Finally, the National Weather Service advises, turn around and don't drown. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate that. Now we'll move on to the meeting here, approval of the agenda. If there are no objections, we'll consider the agenda approved as presented. Are there any objections? All right, thank you. Now for the approval of the minutes, could I get a motion for the approval of the minutes from the June 27, 2019 committee meeting and executive session?
So moved.
A motion by Mr. Bulger. Is there a second? Patty, how are we going to handle this? Or Jennifer? Can I second it? Okay, I'll second it. But now we only have two people who were present to vote. Is that okay? Tom and I. We're still okay? Okay. All right, so we have a motion on the table by Mr. Bulger, seconded by myself. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the minutes are approved. Thank you. Now we'll move on to the main agenda item here, and it's acceptance of the Inspector General's reports. The Executive Committee has the responsibility of reviewing and accepting audits and other reports by the Inspector General. The Committee has reviewed the following reports: the Inspector General's semi-annual report number 46, and has also, we're going to look at the IG's FY 2020 audit plan. Mr. Charrington.
Morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. On behalf of the very talented staff of the OIG, I'm proud to present our semi-annual report. During this period, we had two criminal convictions. We published 6 reports of investigation, 1 interim report of investigation, published 4 management alerts and 3 management assistant reports. We had 6 audit and evaluation reports with $36 million in funds put to better use. We had 40 contract audit reports with $3.7 million in savings. OIG work identified significant deficiencies in procurement processes, cybersecurity controls, asset management practices, and human resource programs. Management has ongoing corrective actions to correct identified deficiencies. Also pleased to present our annual audit plan for fiscal year 2020. The 2020 audit plan sets forth OIG's strategy for identifying priority audit issues and managing its workload and resources. Planned audits are organized around 4 focus areas: safety, reliability, and customer service, financial management, information technology, and human capital and asset management. This audit plan aligns with WMATA's 2019 to 2028 strategic plan entitled Keeping Metro Safe, Reliable, and Affordable. OIG sought input in developing this audit plan from the general manager, chief executive officer, and senior WMATA officials. Though the audit plan is a projection of what the Office of Audits would like to accomplish in FY 2020, other issues may rise in importance and require our audit resources. Thank you.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Yes, sir.
All